something that might summarize Boris's view of life. He's complaining about that all-American seasonal favorite, It's a Wonderful Life.
What if the guardian angel had saved Jimmy Stewart, and Jimmy Stewart was the guy who smoked in bed, and he lived and caused a fire that killed 60 people? So, how about that? Everybody's life still worth saving, even if it's Christmas? Come on, seriously.
Well, you must have a very dim view of the human race.
Oh, the human race. They've had to install automatic toilets in public restrooms because people can't be entrusted to flush a toilet. Come on, flushing what? A toilet. They can't even flush a toilet.
Has Boris Yelnikov been hurt so deeply in his life? Is that what this is all about?
I don't know, but I agree. I agree with him about the toilet. I mean, seriously, can't we flush a toilet? They've had to put automatic toilets in public restrooms. It's insane. Come on.
You know what I was told once by a municipal engineer in Chicago? That they installed those automatic toilets because there were people who, yes, didn't flush at all. And then there were people, and I'm just guessing, Mr. David.
I'm afraid to hear what you're going to say.
That there were people who would flush 4 and 5 times. And that was just using far too much water.
Oh, wow. Wow. OCD people.
Yes. Well, yeah. At least on that subject, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Thanks to my old high school friend, Bob Erkenswick, municipal engineer in Chicago.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad I did this interview.
You know, we not only ask you questions, we give you answers, don't we?
Boy, that's fabulous. That's coming out of me tonight at some cocktail party. I can tell you that. You know why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to mention you either. I'm just going to take credit for it.